Blog Talk Radio.
Certain duty requires knowing what that duty is. It requires the application of said duties to stand in that circle of peace. My name is Yamsu Parif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People study show. A study show where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, bless and praise his holy name, and the rock we were dug from, the ditch, the rock we were hewn from, rather, the ditch we were dug from, meaning our ancient ones. The mistakes they made, the good, bad, and ugly, and the positives when it came to the relationship of Yah, such as men, such as Moses, Aaron, Caleb, Joshua, Deborah, Queen Esther, Mordecai, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and so many more. It shows you how to establish a constructive and positive relationship with Yah. It shows you how you can go contrary to him by simply doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it. That will not work for you. That will not suffice for the Most High. What works for you, as far as the Most High is concerned in our studies, is humility. Being a servant. and learning how to follow orders. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you again for coming along with us today on the Real Talk for Real People show. And perhaps for some, our study seemed redundant. That may very well be true. But redundancy is a good thing. It's not a negative. And we take that from the Most High approach, how he deals with our people. He's quite redundant if you have studied the Most High. He says things over and over again. And it's to get people correct, a course correct, so they can have a constructive and positive relationship with him, mainly. And to know he's serious about his subject matters. And today we are in Bat Mitzvah. Some of you call it Numbers. That's not the actual Hebrew name for it. The name is Bat Mitzvah. And it means in the wilderness. And in this wilderness, we're not simply walking around self-glorifying. We're doing course correct. We're trying to establish a constructive and positive relationship with Yah in the processes. And thus the Most High continues to educate us. Even today as I speak, the Most High continues to educate us. And perhaps you're wondering, Yom Suf Arif, who is the we you're making reference to? They're student teachers just like Yom Suf, meaning they don't know everything, but that's why they keep studying, the redundancy of it all, just like Yom Suf. But they have enough information at hand to share with you. And perhaps you're wondering who the we I'm making reference to. Sister Avia of New York City. She may not talk, but she's here with us. She's in a little bit of sabbatical. We're going to respect that. And Brother Cottrell of New York City. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, souls, and strength. And the brothers and sisters as themselves. As should be. As needed. So without further ado, I will bring them on for you. So Stavia, I'm turning your mic on. I don't know if you're going to speak or not. But I'm going to just simply say shalom and may the Most High bless you. All right. Well, Brother Cottrell, shalom. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, shalom, Brother Yom Suf, Sister Abia, Sister Isanya, family that's out there that's listening. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom. How y'all doing? Good to hear your voice, huh?
Good to hear yours, brother.
It was nice, gotcha.
I have no complaints. How was yours?
It was mellow. I finally got back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all moved back in, Katria? Your wife moved back in?
Yeah, she came back today.
Okay, that's good.
They finished it up. That's pretty professional.
How you like it? How the wife like it?
She like it. It's better than it was before. No use complaining.
Okay.
But you should have been a carpenter, man, because you hit the nail right on the head.
Right.
This Blog Talk with Real People show, the study group that we have, you won't find a study group like this anywhere else in the world that I could think of, where we study from Bereshit to Malachi, chapter by chapter. I don't even think they do this in universities, Yamsa, in a theological institution. Do you think they do this?
I doubt it very seriously, Gotcha. I doubt it very seriously.
That's why we need to be redundant. Because you know what's redundant, Yamsa?
What's that, my brother?
Social engineering. Anytime you wake up, turn the radio on, the TV on, go outside, look at the advertising, they socially engineering us redundantly over and over again, right?
I agree with you.
And we got to break through all the lies that they continue to perpetuate in the minds of our children and in the minds of our people.
That's certainly correct, Cartier. That's certainly correct.
So I don't think we've done enough redundancy because all of our people need to really study, you know, this history, the history of our roots and our culture and what we are as a nation, what happened to us, where we were, where we've been, and where we're going.
Praise God. Exactly. Praise God. Good to hear your voice, Katria. I'm happy that you and the wife are happy about the bathroom, the renovation of it. And I hope you are here to enjoy it many, 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 many more years, Katria, and your wife.
All praise. You as well, Aki.
Thank you, my brother.
You ain't too far behind me.
Thank you, brother. Katria, Sister Abby, our fellow students, we're here to give you redundancy. And this is exactly what we are prepared to do. Turn to chapter 17, the redundancy of it all. Bah, mitbah. Some of you call it numbers. That's not the correct name. And this is the budding of Aaron's rod. Yah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and get from them a rod from each father's house, each tribe. All their leaders according to their father's houses, each tribe, 12 rods. Write each man's name on his rod, his staff. You shall write Aaron's name on the rod of the Levites. For there shall be one rod for the head of each father's house, one tribe. Yah finna show y'all something. Who he in council. Who he tells what to do, when to do, and how to do it as far as the Levites are concerned. And as far as the high priesthood is concerned. And as far as the priests are concerned. And as far as the people that work within the temple confines are concerned. You shall place them in each father's house. Then you shall place them in the tabernacle of the meeting before the testimony, the covenant, where I meet with you. It should be that the rod of the man out of each tribe whom I choose will blossom. That's the one I've chosen from that tribe. And thus, as I will rid myself of the complaint, I'll let y'all know who I want, what I want, and who I'm dealing with, and from what tribe. Now, I'm going to stop all this nonsense. I'm going to stop all this chronic complaining of the children of Israel, which they make against you. I'm going to put a stop to all this. So Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and each of their leaders gave him a rod apiece out of all the 12 tribes, 12, for each leader according to their father's houses, 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron was among their rods. Moses placed the rod before Yah in the tabernacle of witness. Now it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, the inner sanctum. And behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi, no other house, had sprouted and put forth buds, had produced blossom, and yield ripe almonds. Not only the five, but it yield ripe almonds. Then Moses brought out all the rods before the Elohim to the children of Israel. They looked, and each man took his rod. And Moses, you got to think this through, people. I know they were studies. I'm pretty sure they were overwhelmed, these 12 different tribal leaders. But they could come to one. Yah doubled down on Aaron's rod. Not only did it bloom for blossom, it had right. Yah said, hey, this is who I want. This is who I deal with, and this is the only one. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Ain't no second guessing. Put all this nonsense to rest. And Yah said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony to be kept as a sign against you rebels, those who are inclined to be rebellious against my authority that I give over to the high priest and his tribe. For you rebels, you have a rebel inclination that you may put your complaint. He said, some of y'all, he said, all of y'all, put their complaints away from me. I'm sick of them running their mouth off. Lest they die. You keep running your mouth off, I'm going to put the metal to the pedal on you. So I'm letting y'all know, I'm giving y'all the chance. I don't deal with y'all. I don't deal with the other tribe. I deal with the tribe of Levi. The high priest is from the heritage of Aaron and his son, a priest. And I deal with the tribe of Levi as far as the workmanship within the confines of the temple and now this temporary movable tabernacle. and it's going to transfer over when that temple come about. Now, I want y'all to put away all that fussing, fighting, and cussing and carrying on. Y'all don't run nothing. I run this, and I choose who I want to choose. That's Aaron, that's his sons, and their heritage, their lineage, and the tribe of Levi. Nobody else. So sit y'all behind down and listen what I want y'all to do when I want y'all to do it. And when I want to call upon you, I will. Stop being jealous and petty, y'all says in so many words. I ain't got time for that. Y'all say, you keep doing what you're doing, I'm going to do something to you. Keep it up. Put their complaints away from me, because at least they die, you keep it up. Did Moses, just as Yah had commanded him, so he did. So the children of Israel spoke to Moses, saying, surely we die, we perish. We all perish. If we keep doing what we're doing, keep it up. Whoever even comes near the tabernacle of Yah must die. That's the high priest and the priest. And the priest can only come so far. The priest can't go into sanctum. The priest can't do certain things. And the Levites, they can't do certain things within the confines of their auspices that Yah tell them to do. Each one of those tribes got a position to do. Nothing else and nothing more. The high priest got a job he has to do. Nothing else, nothing more. The priests, the sons of the high priest, have jobs they got to do. Nothing else and nothing more. Everybody needs to get in their place and get in line. And stop trying to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. That does not work. You need to learn to be sheeple. You need to learn to be humble. You need to follow authority. You need to stop doing what you want to do. I pick the people. Stop giving yourself titles. They even do that today, Cottrell. I don't need you to give yourself no titles. Okay? I give out the titles. Just like Yogi Bear told Boo-Boo. I do the thinking around here, Boo-Boo. That's what Yah says to us. Just like Yogi Bear tells Boo-Boo. I do the thinking around him. As long as we let the Most High do the thinning around here, we're going to be all right. And if we stop letting the Most High do the thinning around here, we're going to surely die. In the physical and in the spiritual sense. Not so much now in the physical sense, but a whole lot in the spiritual sense. Praise Yah. Get your minds right. We love you. Cottrell, you have the mics.
All praises to the Holy One of Israel, Yah Sufari. You broke it down like we was 4 years old. Short and sweet. But what this chapter does is it shows the order of our nation, right?
Exactly.
Everybody can do what they want to do, how they want to do it. And
exactly.
I'm sure that these other Levites were comparing themselves with the sons of Aaron.
Right.
Are we bigger than them? We stronger than them? We look better than them?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what y'all looking at.
Right.
He ain't looking at what mankind look at.
Right.
And their beef is the beef that we have some people. And it's called trying to be the HNC. You know what that is, right?
Head nigga in charge.
Okay.
Cottrell ain't going to say it, but I say it. The head nigga in charge. That's what's wrong with right. That's wrong with us now. That's why we ain't got good family structure. That's why we ain't got good marriage structure. That's why we ain't got good friendship structure. Which if you don't have none of those structures, it does not serve any purpose to help rebuild and build this nation. Praise y'all. Go ahead, Cottrell. Head nigga in charge. That's what he is, Cottrell. Want to run something.
So they want to be the HNC.
Right.
After everything is mellow and sweet. But you didn't start from the beginning to bring us to the point where we are now.
Exactly.
And where we are now, now you want to be the HNC.
Right.
It don't work like that.
No.
It doesn't work like that.
It
Yah
doesn't.
Brought us out. We following him, and we're going to follow him to the end.
Right.
Your idea, what you feel, and how you feeling, it don't really matter to Yah.
Exactly.
It really don't. And he wants to straighten us out. Because you know what? We don't realize that he created us to be a peculiar people.
Exactly.
You know, Abraham's wife was 99 years old. Or 90-something years old.
And she was a bad mama jama, too.
And she was past the age of women that give birth. In
right.
other words, she didn't have any more eggs to give. Right?
Right. But she trusted in Yah.
And what happened?
She had a baby.
Name?
Isaac.
There you go. Bing, bing, bing. Isaac, our father Isaac, the
yeah.
miracle baby.
The miracle baby.
That wasn't supposed to be born. Because even his mother laughed at the Most High. Like, what? Me and Abraham going to find some pleasure again? Like, no, I don't think so.
But they found it, didn't
they? Oh, yeah, they showed up there. That's why we're here. We're talking on the phone now, are we? Talking on the phone, are we?
Our
okay.
Folks. Our
okay.
Folks.
Okay. Okay. But I want you to read verse 10 in your book again.
Okay.
Because we might have missed something here.
Okay. All right. Stand by, Godfrey. Stand by. Okay. Verse 10. Okay. And Yah said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put their complaints away from me, lest they die.
So my book says, Yah said to Moshe, put back the rod of Aharon before the covenant. You know,
right.
The covenant was the Ark of the Covenant, right?
Yeah, they kept it. They kept Aaron's rod.
In the Ark of the Covenant.
Exactly.
Now you know why they're searching for the Ark of the Covenant?
They're trying to find Aaron's rod, too.
Oh, yeah. That magical rod that he raised on Pharaoh.
And I suspect that rod is still blooming.
I don't know. Might be a whole chock full of almonds in it.
The Ark is full of almonds.
Maybe.
You may be
right
correct.
Almonds.
Right almonds. Right.
Overnight. Aaron's rod produced blossoms and ripe almonds. It shows you the power of the Most High. Huh?
Where they do that at?
It shows you the power of the Most High. He could take your staff that you done cut off a tree, lifeless, and put life right back into it. How about that?
He could take an inanimate object and make it animate again.
And he used it as a sign. I'm not playing around with y'all. Y'all need to get over the HNC y'all got, because this is the way I want it.
And we had to respect y'all. If
yes.
That's the way you want it, who are we to question y'all? Who are you to question who y'all chose? You know, I like what Cartrell said, though. It's not up to us to make the decision who is chosen, but it's up to us to respect that decision. But we're not the creator. We put some things together that Yah has provided for us, and we make things. But how can you be the creator to make something out of nothing? You can't make something out of nothing. Yah can make something out of nothing. And the same something out of nothing that Yah makes, you make things out of it. But you're not the creator. How dare you question the creator? He chooses who he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. Somebody would. What y'all said, Katya? My ways are not your ways. My thoughts, your thoughts ain't my thoughts. I don't think like y'all. And I don't do what y'all do. Y'all gonna step up to the plate and do what I tell you to. Praise y'all, Katya. Bless his holy name.
Praise y'all. And we remember Dathan and Abiram, right?
Exactly.
What tribe was they from?
Dathan and Abiram? They were from the tribe of Reuben.
Ding, ding, ding. You get the gold star, Yamsu, if you're learning your history very well. Dathan and Abiram is Reubenites. Imagine Reubenites trying to be priests.
I guess they felt they was firstborn. I guess they felt some sort of way. I don't know.
That's probably what they was thinking. But the Most High already gave them an assignment, right? On the south side, right?
From the south.
How you going to handle the south side and be a priest too?
Right. They can't
too much
do the job they were told to do. They can't do the job they were told to do. But you're trying to do somebody else's job.
Yeah. See, you're going beyond the boundaries that you can handle. Yeah, I knew the tribe of Reuben couldn't do what the tribe of Levi does.
Right.
Specifically, the family of Aaron. Even Moses' family. Moses' sons. Moses had sons. Moses' sons couldn't be priests. How about that?
Oh. Moses didn't have
and he
no
couldn't
problem.
Say,
Moses didn't have no problem with it.
Oh, no. Moses is just like these other Levites. I'm a Levite, too. But Yah chose my brother Aaron. and his sons, not my sons, his sons. So when we read the book of Bamidbar, we understand the outlying and the outlaying and the order of our nation. Because we see another order in here. How many leaders were in the nation?
How many haters?
Leaders.
Oh, leaders, 112 tribes, 12 princes.
12, only 12. Wasn't anybody just came along and said, I'm prince this and prince that and prince this? You prince of what? There's only 12. And the people chose these men. Each tribe chose a prince for themselves. Everybody couldn't be that prince.
And you couldn't choose yourself.
No. Oh, heck no. Who you think you are, bro? No, you way back in the back of the room. And try to get it.
We are a hot mess, bro.
We are a hot mess. It's called the HNC syndrome. That we got next.
Head
nigga
and charge.
Real thick.
Cartrell ain't going to say it, but I'll say it. Some of y'all want to be a head nigga in charge. That's your problem. You don't want to be humble. You don't want to be obedient. You don't want to follow instructions. You just want to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. And you think that's going to suffice for y'all. Your thinker's broke. You better get your mind right. Praise y'all. As a matter of fact, you better study in order to get your mind right. Praise y'all. Go ahead,
Katria. Yeah, we don't want to let Yah choose for us, and we don't respect his choice.
No, quite unfortunate.
But we better learn how to do that, because Yah know better than us, don't he? Because he created us for his reason. Each one of us, he created for his glory. What part do you play in the glory of Yah? You might not be the king, but there's a part that you play in it. Trust me.
Exactly. And sometimes it's simple parts. Sometimes it's being a good husband. Sometimes it's being a good wife. Sometimes it's being a good child. Sometimes it's good to be a good friend. Sometimes it's just good to do simple things instead of looking to be glorified and seek adulation. Sometimes it's just good to be humble, and sometimes it's just good to do good. Praise God.
And sometimes it's good to help your people do that. Help your people do that.
Exactly.
Even if you're not the king or the prince or the priest, help your people get in line with the Most High.
And that's a very significant and important thing what Cartrell just said. You hold down a serious spot, each individual in this nation, men, women, children, alike. Everybody has a special part. You're part of the priesthood. And just doing good in your family, doing good by your family, doing good by friends, doing good by strangers, just putting forth the best example for Yah so folk can say, hey, man, who are them folk right there? Oh, them Hebrew Israelites. Oh, man, they sure treat each other with love. They sure look out for one another. They even treat strangers right. They treat their children right. Ooh-wee, I want to be like them instead of some niggas in charge. Not even head niggas, just a bunch of niggas.
and Yasu, you never know. You never know, Yasu. You might be helping, teaching, strengthening one of these leaders that Yah choose. You might be helping the prince of the tribe. You might be actually helping the king of Israel, the next king of Israel.
You never know.
Don't even know.
You never know.
You might be helping a prophet out, a significant prophet.
You never know.
Just never know.
You may be from the tribe of Levi. You never know. You may be a descendant of Aaron, the high priest. You never know. You
How are we supposed to treat them?
With respect. Respect of their
position. And what about the sons of King David, the sons and daughters of King David?
With respect.
So you might run into the daughter of King David and don't even know it for generations. And how are you treating her? How are you treating her?
You never know.
You don't know.
Say, either we can choose to feed off each other negatively and toxic and poisonous and feed that, or we can choose to be children of the Most High, servants of the Most High, and feed off being positive, constructive, and being pushing each other in the right direction. I'm not saying that we don't make mistakes in life. That's part of being a growing process. But nevertheless, you go past those and you keep doing what you know you should be doing for us the most, because your service is the Most High. And you should, all of us are ambassadors. Every child, every woman, every man is an ambassador of the Most High. And you're duty bound and you're morally obligated to do no better. You don't go be doing what other nations do. You go do what Yah tells you to do. Each one of you. It's true. You're representative of Yah. And represent. Praise Yah.
The sons and daughters of all the people we read about, our ancestors, are in the midst of us. Sons and daughters of King David. Sons and daughters of King Saul. Sons and daughters of Joshua. Sons and daughters of Moses. The sons and daughters of Aaron, the sons and daughters of King David. But we don't even realize it. Because we don't know who we are.
Yeah, because we elect not to study. And that's a sad statement of affairs when your enemy can teach you much more with social engineering and conditioning rather than you taking the initiative to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The rock you were hewn from and it hits you with dirt. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Yahshu. Praise Yah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, fellow students. Thank you, Sasavia. It looks like we're ready to proceed to the next segment and the last segment of study. The songs. Some of you call it songs. One and the same. Please turn with us to 102. 102. And this is a song of prayer of the afflicted. When you're feeling down and out, you got things going on, you may have some health problems, you may have some emotional problems, you may have some mental problems, you may have some physical problems, whatever those problems, prayer of the afflicted. You are afflicted. And when you are
by universal white supremacy.
And you can believe that. And when he lies, and when he is overwhelmed, and we're definitely overwhelmed by universal white race. But, hey, Cottrell, as a matter of fact, fellow students, you can show we're overwhelmed because we're just sick and tired of being sick and tired by being sick and tired about being sick and tired. Did you see that incident in Montgomery, Alabama, where the brother was telling the white folk, you got to move your platoon because there's a ship in the dock here. You got to get out the folk. Wait, they got a dock. So the white folk doing what people that feel that their privilege does, they attack the brother. They put a whooping on him. Now, mind you, Cartrell, as I said, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired about being sick and tired about being sick and tired. Brothers and sisters on this Marriott ship that was out, you know, taking them on a little cruise outside. And boy, they see the incident. Man, they getting irate. Man, y'all need, and some little 16-year-old boy jumped off the ship. He didn't feel they were getting in there because a gentleman had to look like he's about 45, 50 years old. They were getting the best of him. They had him on the ground. Little brother, looked like he was little Caleb or something. He jumps off the ship and swims in to assist his elder. And folk, brothers and sisters coming from all over the place. You thought it was cockroaches coming. They come from all over the place. And man, I tell you, universal white race supremacy is going to find out what the madness they got with Donald Trump. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired about being sick and tired about being sick and tired. Okay? We're not marching together. We shall overcome. We're not doing that anymore because we know how y'all act against us. And I was quite pleased, believe you me, Cadrell, to see the young brother jump off the little cruise ship and swim ashore. I was quite pleased to see elder brothers and sisters come to the aid of their brother and sister. It quite pleased me.
I was, yes.
Yeah, I, you know, because people, this man telling y'all was right. He worked on the dock. He didn't tell universal, Mr. and Mrs. Universal White Race Supremacists, hey, man, you're going to have to move your little platoon boat because that cruise ship docks here, you know. And You know, it's a river cruise. You know, they had to their cruise. They're trying to get on in. So y'all need to move. They want to argue with the brother. They want to lay hands on the brother. They want to knee the brother in the head. But they got what was coming to them. They weren't nobody out there singing Kumbaya, can we all get along? They were laying hands on them. Now, I ain't talking about in a church sense neither, because we don't do that anyway. But they were laying hands on them, because ain't nothing wrong with a man or woman defending themselves. Okay? Ain't nothing wrong with it, because they never should have put their hand on that elder. And, like I said, that little young boy, you know, he worked on the cruise line. He obviously knew the elder personally, you know, because he, you know, kept the dock clear from folk getting in the way. So the little boy, he worked on the cruise line. So obviously he knew, he took issue with them laying hand on that man. That young brother, I thought it was a seal going through the water. The little boy was going so fast, he was 16. I thought a seal is going to help the man. But it was a little young brother. People are tired of universal white race supremacy. They're tired of the likes of Donald Trump. They're tired of universal white race supremacy, where they'll vote an animal into the White House and justify that. A man with going on 4 indictments. The very same man, I grab him by the coochie and take a TikTok and kiss him in the mouth. And that's the best they got. It only shows, goes to serve to show you, universal white race supremacy is live and well in this Western Hemisphere. The Fourth Kingdom is live and well in this hemisphere. Praise y'all. Ain't anybody got time for that. Go ahead, Cottrell.
The quality of leadership in referencing Donald Trump is on a low bar.
Yeah.
They can't do no better than Donald Trump. They're in trouble.
They're
in trouble. I saw that film. Too bad the young brother ain't getting no licks in. But I know this. When you one-on-one with them, you can see why they need the AK-47s and they pistols. Because as soon as the people came running, cavalry came rushing in, they backed up, didn't they?
Man, but some of our people didn't let them get too far away. They had to lay hands on them. They had to teach them a valuable lesson. Keep y'all hands off of us. We're sick of y'all. We're sick of Donald Trump, and we're sick of y'all. Keep y'all hands off us.
Praise God. The spirit of the nation of Israel is rising. But that's how it used to be in the 60s when we was growing up.
Right.
Our people like stood up for each other.
Right.
From coast to coast, not just one little incident, one little spot. When our people heard about the abuse of our people, they tore cities up from coast to coast.
Right. We're sick of them, Cottrell. We're sick of them 403 years in counting. And expect changes from them. They're not going to change, man. That's not their nature. They are deceivers. They are deceivers, man.
They got a saying called poking the bear. No, you poking the lion.
Mm-hmm.
You poking Yah's flock.
And when they saw them Hebrew Israelite coming from every which way, man, you should try them trying to get away. Ain't nobody playing with them no more, man. We see how y'all mind is. Y'all rather put a criminal in the office.
We have to be just like those people that were there for each other for what's about to come.
Exactly. They ain't got no love for us.
These people have lost their mind.
Yeah, they ain't got no love for us. They try to destroy us.
They ain't got no love for each other. They ain't got no love for each other.
Any means necessary, brother. They try to destroy us.
We're at the point where congressmen are carrying guns into the chambers of Congress.
Yeah. They try to destroy us. Any means necessary, Cottrell. Labor, law, politics, justice, you name it, I call it. Health care, housing.
That's what they were created for.
Right.
That's what they were created for. And they're doing their job. The problem is, we're not doing our job as service to y'all.
And the problem is, they're trying to get
a job description, and we ain't trying to fill the job that y'all's given us. They know their job, and they're doing their job very well.
Exactly. And they'll take advantage of your mistakes to get at you, too. They'll take advantage
of
your
mistakes to get at you.
Right.
They're doing their job very well. We're not doing our job.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to take care of family better. We need to defend family better. We need to take care of family better. We need to defend family better in spite of their mistakes. Because they take advantage of their mistakes and destroy them in any means necessary. Praise God.
Yep. The onus is on us. The blame is on us. We got to tighten up. And
yep.
We see the signs of it. Praise Yah that they helped that brother out. Because them white people, that the white lady even kicked the brother while he's on the ground.
Well, she got the hell knocked out of her. They put her in the fetal position.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, kicked the brother. And somebody knocked her the hell out. Okay? And they saw it. They saw it on that ship. That ship came on in after they moved the platoon boat. The wisest thing for those universal white race supremacists to do was to leave. But they're arrogant. They're arrogant. They would, instead of them going about their drunken business, they're arrogant. They're going to face the whole ship, and mostly for Hebrew Israelites. And they got served.
So let's travel back in time to show you loving kindness of Yah. Had this been 1920? Had this been 1920?
They had kidnapped every nigga in the city.
They would have hung them on trees.
They hung every nigga in the city. Yeah.
Praise Yah for his loving kindness and tender mercy. Because these people have the same attitude towards us, but they can't do what they did in the 1920s and 1930s.
Yeah. That don't mean they don't want to do it.
Oh, yeah. You know, they want to do it.
Oh, they want to hurt us. Any means necessary in every aspect of our lives. Any means necessary.
And justify.
Take, for instance, a medical. The sister, the husband said he was calling up, hey, man, my wife, baby, man, she bleed. And man, y'all need to get somebody out here. Oh, she all right. What happened to the woman? Any aspect of our lives, they take advantage of our mistakes to hurt us, to kill us, to destroy us. If you don't know that, you're totally confused about everything. That woman died. And we're sitting here lying to ourselves and each other. Oh, man, they're going to take us. They're going to give us good houses. They're going to give us good medical care. They're going to give us good justice. They're going to give us good politics. They're going to give us good education. They ain't gave us a damn thing worth anything good in any aspect of our lives. We're simply, we have become complacent. We've become complacent because we've accepted it and think it's going to get better. Folk don't care to give a damn about damn one of us.
If they didn't have a forked tongue and they spoke the truth, that would be gold.
Yeah. But they got forked tongues and they don't speak the truth. What did our Native American brother say? White man didn't speak with forked tongue. And they ain't never lied.
He write it on paper with forked tongue too. Their constitution.
They got warehouses. They got warehouses. And there's always a disparity between that justice system and us. There's always a disparity. Matter of fact, I've been privy of that quite recently, the disparity between that so-called justice system and us. So I know that they treat us a disparity. I know it personally speaking. I know each aspect of our lives and every aspect, law, labor, politics, sex. They'll let you lead their gay parades, but you don't want nothing. Judicial, forget about it. Healthcare, forget about it. Education, forget about it. Housing, forget about it. Because ain't a damn thing they going to give you worth anything. Ain't worth two dead flies. Praise God. Even the food source. The food source. My wife and Nisanya and I watched a program, Cartwheel, about food source. And how it was a disparity, the way they raised chickens and whatnot and all that. And that's why salmonella gets into the system. And these places that so-called these meat producers, they don't give a damn about you buying that meat. They care about the almighty business, you know what I mean? Sadly to say, they call out their money after one of our tribes, Benyamin. Come on, go ahead.
But they give the Native Americans?
A plantation. What they call, what did the Nazis call? A concentration camp that they call tribal land. Nothing but a concentration.
Called reservations.
Yeah. Yeah, a concentration camp, same thing.
But they also gave him blankets with small pockets.
You better believe it. That's the health care they're going to give you. Blanket with small pockets.
So be wary of what they give you.
Everything. Not just something. Everything in every aspect of our life going to be contaminated. It's true. I'm just keeping it real, Contrail.
Oh, as real as it really can get. They're very powerful with their psychological warfare on our people. Our people are content to be in a position that they are. Only when it really hurts their pockets, they come out and complain. And our complaints should be channeled to the Most High. And you read the title of this song.
And
you read the lesson about Yah being fed up with our complaints. There's a way to approach Yah when you have a problem. It ain't to be whispering to one another, sucking your teeth and rolling your eyes and having an issue with the Most High. No. You got a problem, you got trouble, you're supposed to humbly approach the Most High and put your troubles in His hands. Right?
That's the way to do it. Because your enemy your enemy ain't got one good answer for you. Everything they got for you is poisonous, toxic. But now Yah got everything for you. Yah can work out your problems for you. Your enemy ain't here to work out your problems. Your enemy is here to cause you more problems. Look at everything they get. It don't solve your problem. It causes you more problems. Praise Yah.
How many problems did Moses have?
He had a lot of problems with our ancient.
At least 625,000, just the warriors alone.
Yeah, just the warriors alone.
He never complained about it, did he?
No, he didn't go out seeking Israelites in the crowd to complain about, to try to get somebody to do something. He went to the source, the answer. He didn't seek
did
error.
Did he get an answer every
always.
Time he went to get an answer?
Always.
And his problems were greater than the problems that we have, right?
Exactly.
So if Moses used that schematic, that system, that modus operandi to handle his problems, we should follow the pattern.
Why not us?
King David followed the pattern, and it worked for him, didn't it?
Why not us?
Because we don't know it.
Well, King David didn't go to the white folks. Moses didn't go to the Midianites, the Canaanites, the Amalekites. He didn't go to the enemies to solve his problem with his nation. He went to the leader of the nation, the king of the nation, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And he wasn't looking for no majority opinion, was he?
No. It's not a democracy.
All right, so we in Psalms 102.
Yes, sir.
We're going to find out how to deal with our complaints, our afflictions, our troubles.
And let me read it for you, Katria. The prayer of the afflicted, when he is or she is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint to who? White folk? Friends, neighbors, husband, wives, pour out his complaints before Yah. The prayer of the afflicted, when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint before Yah. None else. No one else. Praise Yah. Katra, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, our Father, our King, who answers prayer when we're overwhelmed with our affliction and our troubles. This is why I stayed meditated in the Psalms when I was 14 years old, because nobody else was answering my problems like the Book of Psalms. When I read titles like this, when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaints before Yah, like, that's what I need to be doing. I can't tell my mother, father, sister, brother, my friends, because they ain't hearing me. And when I did that, followed this pattern, trust me, it's a path that's beautiful. It's so beautiful. You come to rely on Yah and see his power in the spiritual realm. It's just a beautiful thing. So all those people who have complaints, my grandmother used to say, you say, hi, Lana, how you doing? She used to say, no use complaining. She must have been reading Psalms. So Psalms 102, all praise to the Holy One. Hear my prayer, Yah. Let my cry come to you. That sounds personal to me, right?
Exactly.
Every cry out to Yah should be personal. He should know your voice and who you are personally. You don't need no priest. You don't need to go to confession, you know, Catholic church. You need to be direct with your Creator. Don't hide your face from me in a day of my darkness. You got to bring Yah out. Why are you hiding from me? Where you at? You're supposed to be there. Turn your ear to me. Don't ignore me, please. I'm in trouble. I've been trying to do the right thing all along. Please hear me. I'm in trouble. About to die. Answer me quickly in a day when I call. Imagine that. You got a personal right. relationship with Yah. And when you're in trouble, you call him. He comes quick. Boom. Yep. But you got to establish that pattern. It just don't happen automatically. It may, because the Most High might love you. For my days consume away like smoke. And I sure felt like that when I was 14 years old. My bones are burned as a torch. My heart is blighted like grass and withers. For I forget to eat my bread. He's so wrapped up, he can't even eat. Mm-hmm. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones stick to my skin. Wee, sound like Job. I'm like a pelican in the wilderness. I become as an owl. Excuse me. Of the waste places, I watch and I become like a sparrow that is alone on the housetop. My enemies reproach me all day. Those who are mad at me use my name as a curse. How many of us go through that?
Exactly.
I've eaten ashes like bread. You may eat ashes like bread and mix my drink with tears, pouring out his heart to the Most High. Because of your indignation and your wrath, for you have taken me up and thrown me away. That's how we should all feel right now. Yah is taking all of us up and throwing us away, throwing us into the hand of our enemies. And what have they done with us? My days are like a long shadow. Can't even see the light. I withered like grass. You know, when grass ain't getting no sun, that grass is going to wither. But you, Yah, will remain forever. How old is the Old Testament?
Ain't old enough, brother.
Forever is a long time. We haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg of forever. Your renown endures to all generations. This generation too?
Exactly.
Say yes. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. We wait for that day. For it is time to have pity on her. Does Zion need pity?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The set time has come. Most High already set the time. Clock just keeps on ticking into the future, right?
Exactly.
That time is set. And you can't change that time. These people want to time travel, try to change the future, try to change the past. This time is set. Yah set it. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and have pity on her dust. So the nations will fear Yah's name. Do they fear Yah's name now? They probably don't even know Yah's name.
They will.
How many? All the kings of the earth, your glory. Everybody going to know Yahshua. Everybody going to know. No matter what country you come from. No matter how far away you are. Yah said, all are going to know his glory. For Yah has built up Zion. I tell you, that temple is already built. He built it. He has appeared in his glory. Wait till that day comes. Because we experiencing that Bar Midbar. Yah's glory was right before the Israelites in the wilderness. But they seemed dumbfounded. He has responded to the prayer of the destitute. You got to pray when you're destitute to the Most High. And don't add in the name of Jesus. Please don't do that because you'll upset Yah. And has not despised their prayer because you ain't added nobody else's name calling on the Holy One of Israel. This will be written for the generations to come. This is for us. That's why Yah made these Psalms last. That's why we're reading them now. This will be written for the generations to come. That's us, y'all. That's us. A people which will be created will praise Yah. You know why we were created? Yes.
To praise Yah.
There you go. Hallelujah. That's why we're here, Yansu. That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. Where are you looking from?
From the height.
Of his what?
Sanctuary, that temple.
They think it's going to be built. They think man going to build it. No, he's already in it.
Mm-hmm.
From heaven, Yah saw the earth, to hear the groan of the prisoner. And that's my job.
That's where we are. Prisoners.
Yep. Imprisoned by universal white racist supremacy. They're holding us hostage. They're holding us hostage with their nuclear bombs and their biochemical thermal
guards.
Yeah. Beta sword. They got the key. They're holding us locked down. But we ain't going in loud enough. We're trying to make friends with the COs. So we can get favor while we on lockdown. To free those who are condemned to death. If you don't think you're condemned to death and you took that vaccine, think again. That memory declared Yah's name in Zion. What men gonna do?
Declare Yah's name in Zion.
He ain't put his son in there, did he?
I didn't see that.
Okay. His praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together, the kingdoms, to serve Yah. We're waiting for that day. All the kingdoms, all the nations of the earth, they put away Buddha, put away Allah, put away Shinto and Islam and Muhammad and all that. And everybody going to be serving Yah. How about that? That's the day we look forward to. I don't know if other nations are looking forward to that day, but this is Yah's plan. And the world better know Yah's plan. We better know Yah's plan. He weakened my strength along the course. That's us. We ain't got no strength. He shortened my days. I said, my Elohim, don't take me away in the middle of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. Why you want to cut me short? Of old. You lay the foundations of the earth, the heavens, more than one. That's an S on the end of that word. The heavens, more than one heaven, are the works of your hand. They will perish, but you will endure. Imagine that, Yamsu. The heavens will perish. Can you see that?
Yes.
He says all of them will wear out like a garment. You will change them like a coat. And they're only going to perish because Yah is going to change them. And they will be changed, but you are the same. Your years will have no end. Jesus died at 33. Your children, the children of your service will continue. We are your servants. Their offsprings will be established before you. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and his promise that he's made to our people. We just have to get ourselves in line. And these prayers are for us because we are afflicted and overwhelmed. Whether we admit it or not, we are afflicted and overwhelmed. We need y'all to hear our prayers, not our ideas, not our thoughts, not our feelings, not our complaints. We need for y'all to hear our prayers in the same manner that he heard the prayers of Moses, the same way that he heard the prayers of King David. The same way he hears your prayer when you truly call out to him when you're afflicted and overwhelmed. So I tell people we got weapons. We got spiritual weapons that we don't use. People call me. Yo, I need your help. Yada, yada, yada. Why you call me? To say a prayer to the Most High.
Praise Yah, got you.
We need to be in that habit. Praise Yah.
Thank you, Cadrell. I think the chapter was self-explanatory. Who you ought to go to, who you need to go to, who has the resolutions for you. It didn't say anything about going to your enemies. It didn't say anything about going to Jesus. It didn't say anything about going to your brother, sister, any other. Just like King David, he never went to people. He didn't go to Joab. He didn't go to his leaders and counselors, the twin prince. He always went to Yah. That's what you all be doing. The rock you were hewn from a ditch with dug, emulate your agents. Stop running to your enemies for solutions. They have none for you. They're designed for one thing, to keep you in prison. To abuse, mistreat, and dominate you while you're in prison. And that's the only thing they got for you. But Yah has the good, healthy solutions for you. Take full advantage of it. Stop simply lying to yourself and one another, thinking that your enemy got your solutions. They don't. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Contrail, any passing comments or closing?
Oh, praise the Holy One of Israel to our family that's out there. Most God bless y'all and keep y'all. Be inspired, be enthusiastic. We need to learn the ways of Yah, the plan of Yah. It's for our own well-being, our own future salvation, our own future to forever. Nobody's given us this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And we give thanks every day to the Most High for allowing us to do this. I hope that the lessons that we bring to the people are inspiring and cause us to be passionate about seeking Yah and even putting our troubles in his hand to prove him, try and prove him, to magnify and glorify his holy name. But he does come through and brings us out of the troubles that we're in. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. We got September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd coming up. The 2nd, we're going to cry out to Yah. We saw a video today where on the continent, our people been crying out to Yah, singing his name, pouring out their hearts to him in droves. It's time for us over on this side to put down that social engineering and realize that we're afflicted and overwhelmed and we need to cry out to Yah. So register at the website, Yah will gather us, Yah will gather dot us, Yah will gather dot us, and register for the global movement for repentance. Love Yah. And Most High bless and keep y'all. Shalom and good night.
And if you're not enthused about Yah's word, you're not enthused about Yah's people, you don't have a right spirit. Please tonight, get a right spirit. A spirit unlike Moses, Joshua, Caleb, Deborah, Judge Deborah, Mordecai, Queen Esther, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Aaron. Ask the Most High for a spirit unlike those, or more like those, so you can be enthused about Yah, and you can be enthused about his people to cry out to the Most High about his people. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And shalom. We love you. Good night.
feeling how I